This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSLIM.com, AVSFAM.com.
What is there left to say about the Avs season at this point? I mean, really, if your mom was the kind of mom who taught you, hey, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, you've got nothing, absolutely nothing. Okay, so maybe that's a drastic take, but even the most optimistic fan of the Colorado Avalanche has to scrape for positives right now. But we're going to take that challenge, and we're going to tell you all of the positives that we see right now coming out of this season for the Colorado Avalanche. Yep, hashtag we're fucking crazy. First up, Mikko Rantanen doesn't suck. As a matter of fact, he's really good. He sees the ice well, he makes great passes, and has a pretty wicked wrist shot. Also, all of the things that he needs to work on, his opportunities for improvement, are obvious and glaring. The guy needs to work on his balance and his strength on the puck. I have never seen a player with his skill set have such a hard time staying on his skates. I don't really even know how he goes down sometimes, to be honest with you. And I've begun to hypothesize that it's a defensive mechanism that he has subconsciously developed to keep from getting hurt when he's playing hockey. When he feels contact, he goes limp to keep from absorbing too much of the blow, and you could look at it as just, you know, a faint and go on skates. Next up, Gabriel Landeskog has grit. Landy has had the weight of the Avalanche on his shoulders from the day they put the C on his chest. He's had some really average teams to lead at best, and some very, very bad teams to lead at their worst. He was young, probably too young to get to see when he did, and even with all that, while everything is falling apart around him, he's keeping it real and answering failure with grit. Landy is a good player, and he's tough when he needs to be, but in my eyes, he's a lot more of a Mark Messier kind of leader, in the sense that he's not always the best talent on the ice, but he is really good, tough, has a lot of grit, and can lead. And for my money, I hope he doesn't get traded, because I think he still has a huge upside that only gets better as this team gets better. Semyon Varlamov finally deals with his demons. What demons, you ask? Well, not his ex-girlfriend, not a legal battle, and not just some losing streak either. Varley is finally going under the knife to get his hip groin area taken care of. This could be what it takes for Varley to rebound both mentally and physically. The time off from a horrible losing season won't hurt at all, and if he's healthy, I have to think that that makes him more consistent and less in his head about things as the next season goes on. By the time that Varley hits the ice again, we should see a new, young, and refreshed team with hunger and hopefully the ability to play a team game in front of him. Here's hoping. Jerome Iginla found a better sunset. You don't have to be happy with what Iggy brought to the Avalanche to appreciate the player that he is, and if you have a heart and a love for this game, it won't be hard to be happy for him and his chance to compete for the playoffs, and who knows, maybe even the cup, just once more. Iggy and the LA Kings might just be the cast of a redemption movie with a great story about an aging vet that got one more shot at the championship, but don't put money on that. Matt Duchene hasn't gone AWOL. But be honest, if he had, could you really blame him? Would you be mad at him? He gets the least amount of support from his line mates. He takes the brunt of the blame on many nights for the Avs' skinny offense, and he's always in trade rumors. Every single year, he's in trade rumors. How could a guy be happy with that? The fact that Matt Duchene hasn't jumped ship yet is a testament to his hunger and his drive to be great. He may never do that with the Avs, as a trade seems imminent at this point, but Matt Duchene has always had heart, always tried, and always wanted better for this team, which is a lot more than you can say for a lot of the people on the roster right now. Andreas Martinsson gets a new forever home. Okay, maybe not a forever home, but it's a new home with a team that is really good and loves his size and his ability to use it. Marty was always a fringe player with the Avs and kind of out of place on a team with an identity crisis, but he had moments that showed you that he could be a really good player on a team that had their shit together. He can bring the big hits, the high energy, and even drop the mitts when it's time to chuck the knuckles. And lastly, JT Compher got an all-expenses vacation to the shit show. You wouldn't think that getting a ticket to the shit show would really be a positive, but in this case it is, because it means that the youth movement has begun. It means that an oldie moldie has been replaced by a young, hungry hockey player, and let's just hope this is the beginning of a trend with the Avs. I think that the damage of bringing young guys up now might be less than the damage of top players if we leave them with Boschman and Como and those type of players. Okay, here's a list of all the letdowns from the 2016-2017 season. Nah, I'm just kidding. That's a long list, and it deserves a podcast of its own, which it will likely get one of these days. But for those of you that always look on the bright side of hockey, we love you. For those of you who are pissed and want to blow it all up, hey, we love you too, just not as much. The Colorado Hockey Podcast is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. Really awesome hockey shirts for really awesome hockey people. There's also stickers, there's hoodies, there's hats, and there's a lot of free stuff that you should be checking out right now. Be sure to check it out at absfam.com. If you love this podcast, tell your friends about it and then write it on a bathroom wall, or just go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey, click subscribe, and it'll be in your pocket waiting for you when you're ready to hear a podcast. Bring your phone out, open it up, press it, play, you're good to go. Or you could just go to the coloradohockey.com website and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. Either way, we love you. You're awesome. Stay awesome.